Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Cavaliers back. Cavs, Knicks. It kills me a little bit. Just a little bit. That Karl-Anthony Towns been downgraded, that you are missing Hart, you are missing Mitchell Robinson. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're missing Darius Garland, but at least we got Donovan going, you've got Evan Mobley going, you've got Jarrett going. I hate, and I know you can't do anything about injuries, but I just hate when that opening matchup, you just can't have everybody going for both teams.
Yeah, I know, it almost feels like it's like the unwritten rule across the NBA that in, you know, like at night one, you at least got to give it your very best. At least it definitely felt like last night with the debut of NBC back in the basketball arena. It was like, all right, both those teams are playing their butt off. Both those teams are doing everything they can. And we don't have that right now. By the way, the Vegas is... not really adjusted their spread at all. So maybe that's a good sign for Cat playing. I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought the Cavs moved to 2-point favorites.
Or 1.5.
Oh, 1.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody tweeted that out. I don't know who, clearly, because I'd be saying their name right now. But I'm excited to have Cavs basketball back. So I wanted to, because I don't think we were kind of up against it because we had Ross at 220 today. And again, Ross, if you missed him, usually at 4 o'clock on afternoon drive, had to move up because he's on the Chargers-Vikings call in Westwood 1 tomorrow. So at 220, we had Ross, if you missed that. I said I don't think of it as like a lack of buzz with the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. I see it as like a lack of drama because we don't have to worry about Donovan, right? I think they were pretty clear they weren't trading Darius or Jared Allen this offseason despite the injuries and the... maybe falling short in the Indiana series. I look at it as just a lack of drama from Cleveland side of things as opposed to a lack of buzz. And I also look at it as just total trust in what the Cavs have done because I think you know they're going to deliver in the regular season.
Well,
at the very least.
But I also think there's some hesitancy from the fans with the idea that if it doesn't work out this year, you really kind of have to wonder if it's ever going to work out. I mean, you're a 64-win team last year. At some point, you're going to break through is the predominant thought. At least it should be when you have a 64-win team. 64-win teams typically do at some point break through, and then it just becomes obvious.
It's funny. Like, listen, this is a very tough thing to gauge here because we all have our little circle of friends, and we have our circle of people we know. I haven't heard one person even worry about that. All I've heard
about
is
not breaking through.
All I've heard is because that's a April and May thought. I think all I've heard from any Cavs fan in my life is, I'm just so excited they're back, and I can't wait for the good vibes to roll on because I trust that to happen, whereas the Browns piss me off every Sunday.
Well, the Browns do piss you off every Sunday. That's fair. That is a guarantee. It's funny. I was talking to my brother-in-law about this because he's a massive basketball fan in general, and I was like, yeah, we're not really doing much in the discussion department because I think it's more the idea that there's not many things to really complain about. Mm-hmm. We know what the team is. It's not like if Atkinson has this team as a 52-win team this year and they get bounced out in the second round of the playoffs again, people are like, well, Atkinson sucks and deserves to be fired. That's not really going to be the case. And we'll have some real conversations about what happens with Donovan and these guys moving forward. But I think at this point, people just want to soak it in and take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, I think sometimes so the Cavs are awesome to just be a fan of. But from the sports talk side of things, there's not a lot of there. You know what I mean? Like, what's your biggest regular season question? Well, how do you handle Darius's absence? And what do you think about Lonzo Ball? Those are real questions, but there's not like a sizzle to those things. It's the NBA has been built on rivalries and drama. And right now, I don't really see a clear threat in the East. It doesn't mean they're not there, but I don't see a clear threat in the East that the average Cavs fan would register.
I see way more threats in the West. I think there might be three teams better than the Cavs in the West, but we don't play in the West.
And I kind of look at Lonzo Ball and I'm like, well, I'm not so worried about whether he plays 40 games or 60 games this year. I'm worried if he's going to be healthy for the playoffs because I think that's where his impact will truly be felt.
Well, and the differences are going to be in the margins in many ways. And it's going to be, does Evan Mobley continue trying to shoot more three-pointers? Does Donovan have another place that his game can get to? Do we hand off the idea that Mobley is now going to be better than Donovan? Does that happen at some point this season? Like, there's a lot of little things that could happen, and it won't happen in the blink of an eye. It'll happen over a 3-4-5 month, really, adventure.
Well, that's what's interesting about then this piece of sound, LeBron James. And it has just been a wild week for LeBron.
Well, LeBron, he's not even reacting on the bench. Apparently, that's a big problem for a lot of people.
We had the game last night. Apparently,
eating pizza with a fork.
Eating pizza with a fork. There was the Westbrook stuff from the Jovan Buha book that came out. I said Buha weird because I was trying to pass air through me and not burp into the microphone. Jovan Buha book.
Ghost that decided to laugh.
I was actually, it was the name of the bad guy from Ghostbusters 2, which I was also confusing it with. But the book where Russell Westbrook just thought he was a total fake ass clown. You have all these things going on. Well,
does that mean Mac is now scared of LeBron?
All right, Mac. LeBron comes up and says, you can do a 60-minute live interview on your TikTok.
The Decision 2.0, but not the alcohol ad this time.
But I have to have clown face paint and a red nose
remember
on.
Remember, he dressed up as It one year for Halloween.
Yep,
he dressed up in the It costume.
But it's
brings
on
that
Halloween
back.
And them going to a Halloween party. And so I'm going to be looking like a clown. Would you do it?
I think I would have to bite the bullet and do it.
I don't think you're that afraid of clowns, man. All right?
I'm afraid of clowns answer.
Clownatoots would be something you'd be into, or at the very least could get over, and now LeBron, a good, you know, life-changing interview, you could sit there and grin and bear it with LeBron as It. I think you've got your answer. I don't think you're really that afraid of clowns. I think you just are kind of mid on clowns.
I don't really know how to respond to that. I'm not a fan of clowns. That's how I've always said it. That's how I've always been, dude.
It sounds more like you're like clown Switzerland.
When you guys did your lunch yesterday together, did any part of you think that a clownitude was coming along with Nick?
No, not at all.
Not even like in the slightest bit in the back of your mind? Like, oh, he wouldn't, but maybe
Zero
he would.
Chance. Yeah. Zero chance.
But maybe he would.
Well, see, now I wish I would have. Now I wish I would have explained to Vanessa why that specific thing's going to show up with the credit card. As like, no, it's not for me. It's for Mac. We're conquering his fears and his loneliness in one swipe of the card.
I like that you're paying for it with a credit card.
Yeah. Wow.
You think the clownitude's got like Apple Pay or something?
I gotta put it on the books. I'm an honest man.
You want the tax write-off associated
yes.
with that?
That's a business expense.
It's a show bit.
Yeah. Getting our board up, getting him free of the fear of clowns, while also getting him a little amorous affection. Yeah, that's a business expense.
Hey, so what did LeBron say?
So LeBron was on the Mind the Game pod. That's a good transition. Mind the Game pod and talked about which team in the NBA has the most pressure on them heading into this season.
You think about, like, you know, Milwaukee now, yeah, where they can play with Giannis and Miles now.
That's right.
You think about Cleveland, you know, with Allen and Mobley. They have to be able to, you know, compliment one another. So
that one's under a little pressure this year, I think.
Oh, that whole
thing. At the end, they're going to be great. Yeah. They're going
to
be great.
I think they're under the most pressure of any team coming into the season.
So it's interesting. I initially would LeBron go. Is there another agenda there with LeBron, or is this a straight-up thing that he thinks?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
As somebody who's been wildly complimentary of these Cavaliers, I couldn't find the obvious agenda that it'd be like, oh, he's playing games.
Well, I think the idea is that you prop them up so then when they fail, then you seem better in hindsight with everything. Like if there was an avenue and a back channel that LeBron had maybe tried to get to Cleveland and the door had been shut on that, and they're like, no, we got a good thing going, we don't really need you, then you would make these type of comments. I'm not saying that's how it went down, but like if I'm trying to find the agenda attached to it all, that would be one way.
I just look at this and I go, I tend to believe that we overrate pressure on like a big scale across like a whole season. I think we overrate and maybe sometimes conflate what that really means. I think the Cavs will have pressure on them if they struggle with health and injuries in the regular season. That's the only time I think they'll feel pressure. When it comes to the playoffs, I think you've proven you can win in the playoffs. I think the pressure grows with each round. But I don't think it's anything like now. Like I think it's 6 months from now, and again, I think it only happens that once you get into the second round to see if you can get over that hump.
Well, I mean, the hourglass is ticking, though, and I think they know that, especially if you're someone like Donovan. Like, this might be the last year that Donovan could win an NBA title, and people say it's Donovan Mitchell's title. I don't know how much he cares about that. I think he just wants to win a title, but people in the NBA do care. Ask Kevin Durant. People care about who gets the designation for whose title it is. And even within that, like we're 2 years away, as Jason Lloyd has written a million times, about drastic changes on this team having to happen because you spend more money than anybody else in the NBA.
But
do you feel like
the players individually feel that pressure?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a pressure on this team to perform and to perform at a high level. I really do think that, only because they haven't in the past.
I think the pressure is we've got to probably win 50 games, right? And then we got to be a top six seed. I think, but I think that's the pressure for teams in their.
Well, but I think like, winning 50 games and being a top six seed and losing in the second round again, I think that's an absolute failure for this team.
If you're Donovan, why would you give a rip about the tax bill that Dan's got to pay in two more
years? You're not cared about the tax bill, but you are cared about how you're perceived. He's talked about it openly so many times about his perception across the NBA.
Isn't that every NBA player and every NBA star that doesn't have a title yet?
He's never made a conference finals. And so, like, I think there is something to the idea that Donovan, he understands you only have so many years in the NBA, and he's got to make a count. And this is one of the few times where this is his team.
But I don't think he carries it from day to day. I don't think he sits out there in practice, and he's going to the lane, and he's thinking, do people think I'm an MVP? Like, I don't think that's the way the guys carry this stuff around. I think it's like any job.
I mean, I do think it varies from player to player. I think Kobe carried that stuff around him all the time. I think it's been well documented how he carried that stuff around with him. I don't know that Donovan is that guy, though. I don't know that Donovan carries it like that.
I always thought the Kobe stuff was a little performative. I always thought the Michael stuff was performative. Like, I'd like, and I'll say it because LeBron's my favorite player. I think the LeBron stuff, it's performative. I think it's a good narrative to be like, mama mentality, right? It's like, no, you just work really, really hard. All right? You didn't have to be a D. You would have been a really great player. You're just using some personality defect as a way to sell. Like, these guys are great at marketing. And I buy that, but like, I don't know. In terms of the pressure, I don't think hardly anybody in the NBA is feeling pressure going into the season unless you have something to prove in the regular season, which the Cavs don't. I think there's 100 billion things that impacts the idea of pressure. I think it's way overstated. I don't think the Cavs have more pressure than anybody. The Knicks have pressure. They just fired their head coach who built them out of the abyss. And, by the way, that pressure doesn't start until April either.
I was thinking the Knicks have pressure. I was thinking the 76ers have a bunch of pressure. I was thinking even a team like Denver, I think, has pressure on themselves. I mean, like, there's a lot of teams that I think have pressure.
Well, but it's every team has a certain amount of pressure anyway.
The idea here is that the Cavs have to do something that we have not seen this core yet do. And they have to prove to the rest of the NBA that the too big and too undersized guard thing can actually work. And so, like, call it whatever you want, but like they're under the gun this year.
Average NBA players make $20 million a year.
It's not just about the money.
Well,
for them.
No, I know it's not just about the money, but like they have so much to fall back on now that you just didn't really at this level 30 years ago. I just think pressure's changed. I think people are also smart enough to understand some of the pressure that's out there is manufactured by social media and the media, and you can just avoid it.
Well, but I think that's part of the fun of the NBA in many ways. I know you're not the biggest ring culture guy. I love the ring culture around the NBA because it just, even though they don't do the regular season that hard, it does feel like these players care about how their legacy is perceived in a way that I think it's just awesome to dive into. Like in the NBA, you do top 10 rankings. Like I saw people argue emphatically about if Jokic wins a title this year and wins his fourth league MVP, if he cracks the top 10, and then who that kicks out of the top 10. It was an hour-long debate. Like, I love that side of the NBA.
216-474-0092. LeBron says the Cavs have the most pressure on them in the NBA heading into the season. Do you agree or disagree with that? Austin Carr will tell us, Mr. Cavalier himself, if he agrees or disagrees in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma
With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.